One of the first things that we're doing, as you mentioned, we are or we have launched smartphone applications for both the iPhone and the Android platforms. So this is has been done to keep our job seekers tied into the workings of the National Security Agency. So you can go ahead now and download it from the iTunes and Android marketplace, and you can just search on NSA. And what this does, it's delivering real-time NSA information on job opportunities, career events, and other agency news. It also highlights videos of NSA employee experiences. And also, we're developing a second version for the iPad.
What gave you the idea to do it this way?
One of the many things in recruitment is that we have to keep in mind that we want to introduce NSA to a new generation of folks and reach out to them. And so we have to go where they're going. And that's where, you know, especially the college students, we're targeting college students in science and technology, engineering and math. And these kids today, they grew up on computers and they use every new tool available to communicate. So at the same time, they do read traditional newspapers. We needed to make sure that we communicate in this digital age through the channels where they use and they trust.
Now, let's just back up a moment. Tell us the types of people that are high on the priority list for NSA to be hiring these days.
We are looking for those folks that are computer scientists, engineers, mathematicians. We are looking for those students, especially in the science, technology, engineering, and math fields, or as we call it, the STEM fields.
And one of the applications you have ties in the smartphone with newspaper ads in print. Tell us how that works.
Yes, we are also, we did launch this fall the smartphone tagging. And this is really neat because it adds a whole new dimension to print advertising. We place the digital tags on the print ads. And then smartphone users can scan the tag and the video of the person in the ad, downloads automatically to your phone. And it's a new way to make information come to life or to be more interactive.
So the tag is like a barcode that actually appears in the newspaper.
Yes. So what we're doing is we're using sort of consumer products and using them for recruitment purposes. You may see these smartphone tags in other print ads and other consumer ads, and the same with the smartphone applications, obviously. They're, you know, used, you know, for consumers.
Have you gotten a good response so far? Are you able to gauge how many people are downloading the app and using it?
It's upwards of, right now, for the smartphone application, I think it's upwards of 600 plus. We've been so excited. We did not know what the reaction was going to be, especially, again, being used in the recruitment arena. So we're very, very pleased, and we hope as we continue to promote this and what we're doing on all of our different channels that we'll continue to get more and more users.
We're speaking with Lori Weltman. She's the marketing manager in the Office of Recruitment at the National Security Agency. And the NSA, you know, has a reputation for being secret and maybe a little fearsome for people that don't know it. Do you think that this having these types of applications for smartphones humanizes the agency, makes it more appealing to that target generation you're trying to reach?
We want to be transparent in what the careers that we offer, and so we hope that we want to educate people on who we are and what we do here, and we believe that we have very, very attractive, very, very competitive career opportunities, and we want to make sure that people who are thinking about careers in these areas think about us, about the National Security Agency, when they are doing their career search. So we want to be a part of that.
If another agency came to you and said, wow, this is really cool, we want to figure out how to do this too, what was the main number one lesson you learned in trying to put this in place?
One of the lessons is how we're going to keep this fresh. And it's not just for today. With this generation, one of the things when we launched this right away, the lesson was, okay, what are we doing to keep this in the forefront and fresh and getting people to continue to come back to this? So we're already thinking about that. And so we're working on sort of the next launch of, you know, from our phone app specifically, what it is that we're going to do with that. And so we're already planning. I can give you a little hint. We are planning to develop a cool game. So that's one of the things we're going to do with the phone app. And then we're also looking to augmented reality, something you have to see to believe. So those are sort of the things that we're looking at. So, again, how to keep it fresh, how do you keep people coming back and learning more about you, and, you know, how do we do that?